WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe, offering breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and lunches from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and catering. Bevere Cafe is student-operated on the second floor of Bevere Hall, corner of Gregory and Goodwin, Urbana.
71 degrees in Urbana at 7:30. Here's Jeff Bossert with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A round of state worker layoffs announced by the Blagojevich administration yesterday will close two dozen state parks and historic sites around Illinois this fall. The list includes Kickapoo State Park near Oakwood, Wolf Creek State Park at Windsor, and Weldon Springs State Park near Clinton. Historic sites to be closed include the Bryant College in Mement, the Lincoln Log Cabin near Charleston, and the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington. Kelly Quinn, a spokeswoman for Governor Rod Blagojevich, says the layoffs are needed to balance the budget passed by the General Assembly and that the administration is trying to minimize adverse effects. But Anders Lindahl of the Government Employees Union AFSCME says Blagojevich went easy on upper management and non-personnel spending in making the cuts.
The burden of these cuts by Rod Blagojevich falls squarely on the frontline, hardworking men and women who provide direct services to the public. And consequently, the pain falls on real people in all of our communities around the state who won't be able to visit state parks or historic sites.
The layoffs also reach into the State Department of Human Services and Children and Family Services for a total of 454 employees. 125 of those are children and family service workers slated to be transferred into vacant positions. But Lindahl says transfers of union members would have to be negotiated. Lindahl says AFSCME is calling on the public to protest the governor's layoffs and to pressure lawmakers to balance the budget before the layoffs take effect. The governor's office says services won't be reduced in a program for elderly residents. Hours were to have been reduced in a program that serves about 50,000 people and helps the elderly remain in their homes. Blagojevich spokeswoman Kelly Quinn said agencies had been told to hold back money in reserves because of budget problems. A reduction in hours in the community care program was a way the Illinois Department of Aging was to achieve that. Quinn says that won't happen. She says the state will look elsewhere for $12 million in savings, but she did not provide details about where officials might find that money. When Barack Obama accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night, he made history. He is the first African-American to gain a major party's nod. But even in one of his strongest bases of support, his race may be a detriment. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Amanda Vinicky reports.
Unions are traditionally major supporters of Democrats, and Obama is no exception. But union leaders say some of their rank and file are not on board with Obama. Jerry McGinty hit on it during a speech to the Illinois delegation. He's international president of AFSCME.
We in American labor, in our union, in steel, in the machinist, in the CWA, and you name them, in this election we have to fight with our own members to win this election.
He says some union members are afraid to campaign and vote for Obama.
And they'll say, we can't vote for him, or I can't vote for him, because he's black.
At least one Illinois union leader says he's spoken with members who feel that way. McGinty says workers with such fears should think about how much Obama's policies will help their families. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, State Senator Mike Frerichs of Champaign says Obama gave a home run speech last night at the DNC. Frerichs is an Obama delegate who was among the crowd at Invesco Field in Denver. Speaking just after the convention ended last night, Frerichs said the speech will do more than just thrill supporters, but also help Obama win support from independent voters.
Really, this is going to help with independents in this country. If they've been paying attention tonight to this speech, he talks about all kinds of differences. And conservatives, Republicans complained about change, but he's outlined here his proposal for change, whereas John McCain just asked for more of the same.
Frerichs says the energy level was higher during Obama's acceptance speech than it was for John Kerry's speech 4 years ago. He credits the increase to the decision to hold the last night of the convention at the 75,000-seat Invesco Field. Frerichs says that allowed thousands of ordinary people to see Barack Obama, in addition to the usual convention regulars. A newspaper says a truck driver convicted in a 2006 crash that killed four Taylor University students and a staff member, including two women from Illinois, could be free soon. The News Times of Hartford City, Indiana, is reporting that Robert Spencer is being released about a year after his sentencing on charges of reckless homicide and criminal recklessness. An official at Westville Correctional Facility could not confirm last night whether Spencer was being released and said more information would be available today. Spencer pleaded guilty last year and was given an 8-year prison sentence with 4 years suspended. Elizabeth Smith of Mount Zion, Illinois, and Laurel Erb of St. Charles were among those killed in the crash. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I guess we have a beautiful weekend coming up for Labor Day, but down in New Orleans, on the third anniversary of Katrina, they're worried about whether Gustav is going to hit their town.
They should be worried.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, it's ominous, all right. I'm not too confident that they're going to escape. They may, but it's certainly a situation where they're going to have to prepare for Gustav, whether it strikes or not, because the storm track potential is too great for affecting them. There are some models that take Gustav far enough to the west.